Everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewis Town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. All right, clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Pascal.
Here.
And John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Have any additions, corrections, or questions on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes for March 14th City Council meeting.
We have a motion, Mr. Miller, second, Mr. Long. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I move to approve the February 27th financial meeting.
Oh, good catch there, Kendall.
I'm going to stop you.
I second.
All right, we have a motion to approve those. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. That's a veteran ex-mayor right there.
Yeah.
All right, clerk's report.
I think everything I have is kind of tourism, but...
Okay, we can just wait.
Yeah, I'll just wait, yeah.
Okay. All right, treasurer's report. You have anything, Ms. Brown?
Not tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney, Mr. Collins.
Nothing from me.
Thank you, sir. No engineer. Public comments, petitions. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing nothing, seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Ms. Clark?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Butler was absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Mr. Brad?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller?
I wanted to do this last, well, I wanted to do it the last couple of years, but hopefully this year we get it done is maybe have a meeting, either before city council meeting or, and everybody, maybe whoever's interested is go through the water system from where it's created into town and let everybody see how the water system actually works and that. So hopefully we can get it done before, when the weather gets a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Mr. Long.
No news is good news.
There you go. Tourism. Miss Kim?
Well, I don't think I have anything to say except I really like to do an Easter egg hunt next year. I know I won't be with
no.
I would like to see get that back. I've had a lot of people that can't believe that we're not having one.
Right, right.
And the bee, I think, will help. And the girls from the nursing high rise, I think they'll help me. So, but I'll come back.
Wonderful. No, that's wonderful. Because these things are all, everybody loves doing them. We just need people like you to get involved in doing them. Thank you.
Other than that, I do have something. On Madison and you know where Bill Pascal is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I walk my mom's dog every night. There's this round thing that's over that ditch, and it's just barely hanging. Like, if someone stepped on that, it looks like it would go down. So, I mean, it might be fine, but it looks a little dangerous. If you want to slip at it and see. It's a sewer pipe, I think.
Yeah, it's torn during the
day. You know where I mean, though?
Yeah, down there where in that ditch.
Okay.
On his side.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and Cindy, you have tourism things?
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, the chamber... Lewis Town Chamber auction Saturday morning, 9:30 it starts. We just had the spaghetti benefit for music or in the downtown Christmas. We made $2,570. So half of it was a spaghetti supper and half a silent auction. We made $1,248.
Wow.
So I thought that was good.
So very good for our Christmas And the park should be solvent for several years.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, and then Karen Myers and I are working on a kids' day for July 2nd, 12 to 4. It's kind of for the 200th anniversary of the county, plus I think, you know, raise money for music in the park. Right now we have karaoke, we rented a bouncy house, a dunk tank, there'll be music, games, face painting, food, snow cones, and we're hoping Doug will set the dunk tank.
What's the date on that again?
Cold.
I'm not telling you. July 2nd.
July, oh yeah, that'll be all right.
So we're just working on that right now, so.
Where are you getting the dunk tank? I've tried to find dunk tanks in the last
they
year
have
too.
One where the bouncy house was. They okay. had one there.
Okay.
So this is July 2nd. Where's this going to be at?
On Sunday. Oh, Porter Park.
Okay.
After the church service.
They're planning another big weekend for 4th of July since it's the 200th anniversary. Mm-hmm.
They're having a big weekend, the county, as I know.
Yeah.
Down the fairgrounds.
So,
And with the fireworks going on there,
Monday night, so we thought, maybe the 2nd on Sunday afternoon, that would
kind of make a long
weekend.
Started out with music in the park Thursday night,
Friday
night,
everything.
I think they're doing
something. Yeah, we will, once we get all the info. She's got a flyer made up already,
Cool, very good, that'll be fun.
So, that's all I have right now.
You gonna be in the dump chair?
Well, I can be if I need to. We thought we have enough people. Each person would only have to be in there like a half hour, maybe.
I need the mayor doesn't, and Roger, I'll be up there too.
I'll do it. Heck yeah, I like it.
There you go.
Especially if it's hot out. You can get up there, you're behind the cage, you can make fun of whoever's got the ball. They can't hurt you. All they do is get you wet. Well, I have to draw the line on that one.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'll probably wear a tuxedo.
You're all more people if you live in Speedo.
Yeah, I would. Probably the police.
I was
going to
say uniform dolphin.
All right, moving on. Tiff, John's not here. Citizens Committee, Amanda.
Hi. So Evan and I have been working on plan for the water, and I'm
actually
going to
defer to Evan because he knows more than I do right now.
could you say that again? Yeah, we've been working on the $600,000 grant that Amanda applied for us. Me, Keith, and Joe, we all sat together and had a meeting and a phone call with Amanda. We started prioritizing everything what we thought needed the most to use this money for in the infrastructure of water, and obviously we narrowed it all the way down to the ground storage facility, the site there at the fairground location. Right now we're getting some rough estimates. We got it on the pump rehabs, since we're able to bypass that system. We're not looking into a prefab building anymore, so we're looking at just fixing what we got there since we're able to bypass. So we got stuff on pumps, gen sets, stuff like that, piping, electrical. We're waiting on one quote from a guy for the tank, because the last time we had it quoted, none of us really got the information we wanted with the last guy that we brought here. So we're going to have another guy look at it and just revise what the quote would be for the rehabilitation of the ground storage tank. As soon as we get that, I plan on holding a water committee meeting, and then we can review everything and see as the committee which way we want to go. Do we want to spend more? We don't know the cost yet. So we get all that, then I can give it all to Amanda, and then she can finish paperwork on that grant, get it submitted, and get the ball rolling on that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Plus, I need. We need the water meeting earlier than later because I have to do that report for ARPA in April. So that's coming right up, and so you guys need to decide how with the rehab, the storage and water, how we're going to spend that money. So for my report.
What, which, when in April?
I have to do the report by the end of April, but I'd rather get it done first because I like to get everything done ahead of time.
So if we have a meeting, so we have a meeting before the next meeting or something? Or?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I guess that's okay to you, Evan.
Yeah, as long as I get that quote back, we're just waiting on that last quote.
Okay.
Give us something on the ground storage tank.
Yeah, just if when you find out stuff, just get with Cindy and just tell her about the meeting, then just let me know. Then just let me know. And,
yeah, I'm talking to Doug and I said,
that way we get on the agenda.
Waiting until I get this stuff set so then I have everything once we go in.
Okay.
Yeah, if you as a committee, you guys ask questions, I have the answers and stuff, so I don't have that yet.
Okay. Well, go by your call.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. Appreciate everything you do.
Sure do.
And the Christmas committee, the Hickeys are feeling a little under the weather this evening, so they weren't going to be making it. Evan, Public Works Report, do you have anything else for us?
Besides that, we've just still been going around, had Russ going around a lot, cleaning a lot of ditches and culverts out, getting all the drains accessible and open. So he's slowly making his way through. And we're going to haul some patch, and then we're going to do a little more work out there in Catholic. I was hoping this week, but I'm thinking next week. I got some stuff lined up, but I'm going to try it better than that road, even better. So
very
see
good.
What the weather brings us. But that's all I got.
Very good. Thank you. All right, moving on. We don't have any old business, new business, unfinished business. Anybody have any? I was going to say monkey business. No monkey business either.
I noticed there was a dumpster at Rocky's place.
Mm-hmm. I noticed he's cleaned up quite a little bit. He's at least pushed it back from his property line.
He's hauling metal out, so I think he had trailer load of metal.
So he's making progress. He got his picture in the paper. Maybe he's enjoying his newfound fame. And
hey, got him in gear.
No, right, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's out there doing something.
Right. Nope. That's what I'm glad to see. He's cleaning up.
Working hard every day this week. That's
why it was
raining.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. We have nothing further. Everybody had a chance to look at the bills, questions, comments.
Everyone gets too much.
If not, need a motion to approve the bills?
I make a motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. A roll call vote for the bills, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. All the bills will be paid. We do not have a closed session. We do not have a closed session. All right. If nobody has anything else, have a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll make that motion.
Meeting adjourned. Thank everybody for coming. May God bless you all.